An AN-12 is down in Russia, and all aboard are lost. Gamma says GA sales are up for the first half of 2007. And EADS eyes more cuts and partnerships for Airbus. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 31st, 2007. The Associated Press reports that an AN-12 turboprop went down southeast of Moscow Sunday morning, just after takeoff from Domodedovo Airport. The accident was reported at 4:22 a.m. Sunday, and all seven crew members aboard are reported lost. The four-engine cargo plane was built in 1964 and was operated by Atran, a private carrier. Emergency Situations Ministry spokesman Viktor Beltsov said the plane was carrying less than half its rated load and was bound for Siberia. There were no reported injuries or property damage on the ground. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association announced at Air Venture last week that airplane shipments for the first half of 2007 rose 1.7% over 2006, while billings rose a sharp 11.7%. The difference between the two numbers results from a shift in purchases from piston planes to turbines. Piston was down 4.2%, while turboprops and business jets were both up about 15% compared to 2006. Gamma President Pete Bunt said new technologies are driving the industry. Quote, "General aviation manufacturers are committed to creating a renewed interest in flying through the introduction of products that will spur more people worldwide to experience the exhilaration of flight," unquote. Gamma represents 60 of the world's leading manufacturers of general aviation aircraft, engines, avionics, and related equipment. Members also operate fleets of aircraft, fixed-based operations, and pilot training and maintenance training facilities. It's not clear yet whether EADS is getting any offers for the facilities it wants to sell or partner, but it is certainly getting some prospects kicking the tires. The European news agency DPA reported that Spirit Aerospace and Stork Fokker recently visited two Airbus sites in Lower Saxony in northwest Germany, joining OHB Technologies and Diehl Aerospace among prospective bidders. All the companies have declined comment on the status of any offers for the facilities. Meanwhile, the continuing fall of the U.S. dollar has Airbus executives openly discussing changes beyond those outlined in the EADS Power 8 restructuring plan. Spirit Aerospace and GNK are being mentioned as potential risk-sharing partners in Airbus plants at Filton and Broughton in the U.K. Airbus employs 11,000 people in the U.K. Union officials there have expressed dismay that partners are being sought for the two plants. Up next on ANN, Northwest spars with its pilots' union over canceled flights. Flights to Europe will get more numerous and more crowded. And Brazilians protest government inaction on aviation safety. You're listening to Aero News.
Do you think the only time your certified airplane can be equipped with a full emergency airframe parachute recovery system is when it rolls off the production line? Well, think again. BRS is the aftermarket leader in providing full airframe recovery parachutes for certified airplanes like yours. We manufacture the reliable parachute systems you need for a full range of aircraft, including Cessna. For your own safety and for that of your family members and loved ones, get the extra life assurance of a BRS airframe recovery parachute. In the event of an emergency, you'll never question the security of having one final option. Call BRS at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Fly smarter and safer with a GPS Map 496. With XMWX satellite weather, terrain and obstacle alerting, Safe Taxi, and AOPA database, the 496 is the one know-it-all you'll want on every flight. Visit www.garmin.com for more information about the 496, the most powerful portable handheld in the history of aviation.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight, without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Avidyne is making avionics history yet again. The new TWX-670 Tactical Weather Detection System is the first lightning-based real-time color weather avoidance system that shows the intensity of lightning activity, not just the age. Call 1-800-AVIDINE or visit them at www.avidine.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 31st, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Northwest Airlines wound up having to cancel 8% of its flights this past weekend as the airline struggles once again with an end-of-the-month pilot shortage. The reasons for the shortage depend on who answers the question. Northwest CEO Doug Steenland released a statement which said in part, quote, "Unfortunately, we saw a significant spike in certain narrow-body pilot absenteeism this morning, which forced us to cancel flights," unquote. The Airline Pilots Association points out that if the problem was simply a morale-driven sick-out, it would have shown up across all aircraft types. Union spokesman Wade Blaufuss said Sunday, quote, "Northwest management must accept that it is their responsibility to staff the airline for real-world operations, not just what fits their bonus-driven, cost-cutting targets," unquote. The airline has dropped 4% of its August schedule to avoid another repeat of the problem and says it's calling back furloughed pilots and considering new hires. The idea that more U.S. airlines will be serving European destinations under the Open Skies Agreement sounds like good news for prices and scheduling flexibility, but those benefits will come at the cost of even more uncomfortable travel conditions. The New York Times points out that Delta, Continental, Northwest, and U.S. Airways are all flying transatlantic routes with narrow-body Boeing 757s instead of with wider jets with two aisles. The result? Less room to get up when you need to stretch your legs, a high likelihood of winding up in a middle seat, less overhead baggage space, and fewer upgrade options. A quarter century ago, when the 757 was introduced, twin-engine jets were not allowed on transatlantic flights. As the reliability of jet engines became better proven, the FAA has approved more aircraft types for extended twin-engine operations, allowing their use over remote areas. The Times reports that savvy travelers are already beginning to book with an eye toward avoiding flights in narrow-body planes over transatlantic routes. Brazil's aviation environment, already under international scrutiny, was the target of an estimated 5,000 protesters on Sunday. The AP reports the crowd marched to the site of a July 17th runway overrun accident near Congonhas Airport that killed 199 people aboard a TAM Airbus A320. Already under domestic and international criticism for the performance of an air traffic control system administered by its military, the Brazilian government is now in the crosshairs of critics who say the Congonhas Airport should be closed until runways can be lengthened and surfaces improved. TAM Airways says it will no longer attempt to use the airport in rainy weather. Protesters on Sunday called for the resignation of Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. A report released on Monday by the Canadian Air Force's Directorate of Flight Safety says the December 2004 mid-air collision of two jets of the Snowbirds demonstration team was caused not by defects with their aging Tudor jets, but by inadequate training and experience. Canadian press quotes the report as determining that Captain Miles Selby did not have either the training or experience to conduct the co-loop maneuver, which led to the collision over Saskatchewan. The pilot of the other plane parachuted to safety. The report recommends a number of initiatives to improve training. Still ahead, a shuttle flight to Point Mugu makes a safe emergency landing. NASA says the shuttle Endeavour is ready to go in a week. And the Phoenix Mars probe will actually taste Martian soil. You're listening to Aero News.
L3 Avionics System Skywatch was the first active collision avoidance system to be certified for general aviation. Installed in more than 10,000 aircraft, it offers the most display options, the greatest number of targets displayed, the farthest display range, and the longest warranty of any GA collision avoidance system out there. As always, all L3 Avionics Systems products can be viewed online at l-3avionics.com.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
When you can't be flying, you'd rather be, well, flying. Wings to Adventure Television is the next best thing. Hi, I'm Tom Gresham. Come join us as we fly old classics and new speedsters. We hit the best aviation museums and reveal fly-in hideaways. And it's all shot in breathtaking high-definition video. As host and producer, I get to pick what's on the show. So I always have fun, and I guarantee that you will too. It's on the Outdoor Channel. Airtimes and days are at wingstoadventure.com.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 400 is a fire-breathing turbocharged four-seater that carries 1,100 pounds and cruises 235 knots with a next-generation Avidyne or Garmin electronic cockpit to show you the way. As high as flight level 250, way above most weather, and a max range of 1,300 nautical miles, the Columbia 400 is the kind of plane you deserve, whether you're a businessman on the go or a Sunday flyer in a hurry to his next great adventure. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144. Check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com.
We're back to wrap up your aero briefing for Tuesday, July 31st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A Phoenix Air Grumman G-159 being used to shuttle 9 passengers from San Nicolas Island to Point Mugu Naval Air Station made a successful emergency landing Monday, with its left main gear stuck in the up position. None of the passengers nor the 3 crew members were reported injured. AP reports the twin-engine turboprop circled for about an hour to burn off excess fuel, came in gently, settled onto its left wing, then skidded to its left off the runway and onto an unpaved area as a TV news crew in a nearby helicopter broadcast the scene live. The FAA was on the scene late Monday, and spokesman Ian Greger said the NTSB was also expected to investigate. The Space Shuttle Endeavour is ready to fly. NASA managers reached that conclusion Thursday after wrapping up the 2-day flight readiness review at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Launch of Endeavour on the STS-118 mission is officially set for August 7th. Launch preparations continue at Pad 39A. STS-118 is the 22nd flight to the International Space Station. It'll be the first flight for Endeavour since 2002, and the first ever mission for mission specialist Barbara Morgan. She's a teacher-turned-astronaut whose association with NASA began more than 20 years ago. There's another launch scheduled for KSC this Friday, the Phoenix Mars Probe. Phoenix will not be able to roam about the Red Planet like some of its predecessors, but it has its own unique trick. Phoenix will land on ice near the North Pole of Mars, dig down up to 20 inches, and actually taste the Martian water for signs of the ingredients needed for life. To conduct its taste test, Phoenix will heat soil samples as high as 500 degrees to create smoke, then use spectral analysis to determine if organic chemicals are present in that smoke. Phoenix is expected to touch down as early as May 25th and operate for up to 3 months. Finally, when athletes or celebrities leave college to become rich and famous, you always wonder if they ever make it back to finish their degrees. Well, Aero News has learned of at least one that has. 60-year-old Brian May is completing his doctorate in astrophysics more than 30 years after he abandoned his studies to form the rock group Queen with Freddie Mercury and Roger Taylor. He says his thesis, Radial Velocities in the Zodiacal Dust Cloud, is set for submission to supervisors at Imperial College London within the next 2 weeks, following astronomical observations he made last week at an observatory in the Canary Islands. In addition to his career with Queen, May has recorded several solo albums, but he always stayed close to his original field of study. His book, Bang! The Complete History of the Universe, was published last year. Regarding his doctorate, May told the BBC, quote, "It was unfinished business. I didn't want an honorary PhD. I wanted the real thing that I worked for," unquote. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out today's ANN special feature. It's part one of FAA Administrator Marion Blakey's address to AirVenture attendees, in which she announced a reduction in GA flight restrictions around Washington, D.C. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You can find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.